Hello, this is Carla. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, sir, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
African American.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
50-50.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I also ask your age?
No, I'm not going to have a vote.
Okay, no worries. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote, and you can use any number between 0 and 10. So, which number would you say between 0 and 10?
5.
Oh, 5. I'm sorry. Yeah, and the line was breaking up a little bit. Thank you. Okay, and generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not that closely at all?
Not that closely.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the way of Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes.
Okay, and you said, would you say, do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, and are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction in which the country is headed in? Okay, thank you so much. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'd say.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to be focused on? You can select up to two options. So the options are improving K-12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, creating more jobs and raising wages, fighting inflation and lowering cost of goods, passing common sense good reforms to keep to help keep guns out of the hands of the grown people, protecting abortion rights, combating the division and racism, reducing crime, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, water security, or lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Again, you can select two of them.
Fighting inflation and first one.
Okay, sorry, just to confirm, the first one is improving K-12 public education. Is that your
right.
your? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your answer. Okay, and now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And you can use a number from 0 and 100. Depending on how you feel, of course. And if you don't have an opinion or if you haven't heard about this person or organization, please let me know. So the first person is Mark K. Robinson from 0 to 100.
50.
Okay, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Who?
Donald Trump?
50.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Tim Scott. Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Paul from Wireless Caller.
Could you hold on? Hello? Thinking? I'm doing okay. This is James. Hey, how you doing, James?